In my country, there are many mountains and towers above the plains.
This is Anurag Gimri. He's 13 years old, lives in Manchester, and is in the sixth grade. He's also an author.
Every day in my country, I got up in early morning, we would bring water from tank.
Anurag was raised in a refugee camp in Nepal and came to New Hampshire in 2009. About a month after he arrived, he and many of his other immigrant and refugee classmates at Webster Elementary School in Manchester were given a great opportunity to write and illustrate their own book about their own lives, even though many of them, like Anurag, hardly spoke any English.
Like, first we painted the papers for pictures, and some other teachers helped me write a story. Like, I told them, and they write it, and they fixed the grammars and stuff.
The project was led by Beth Olshansky, who for the last 20 years has championed an idea in education called art-based literacy, where students learn reading through art, through drawing, painting, or collaging your story before you ever put pen to paper.
When I gave the children the option to either write their stories first, to paint pictures first, or to weave back and forth between the two, 22 out of 23 children chose to create their pictures first. So this was no longer about illustration, because, of course, illustration has to do with illustrating an existing text. This had to do with what is the medium which children use to think, and how do they develop their ideas and get them down on paper.
Olshansky traveled across the country teaching her art-based learning theory, but 2 years ago she got a grant to work with Manchester's growing immigrant and refugee population, having them tell their own stories while learning about the concepts of reading and writing at the same time.
My parents were born in Bhutan. They lived in Bhutan because of the king, my mom.
I came from the children's home. It is for a lot of children who don't have any family.
I come from Syria, but in the beginning, I was born in Iraq.
Students would first tell their stories. Then they would do the artwork, painting the colors of their landscape, cutting out the paper shapes of their mountains and homes, and then putting the difficult stories of their lives down on paper.
In my house, someone kicked in the window with a gun.
There is big fire in the camp. Flames were rising in the sky. It burned many, many, many houses. My sister is scared. She's crying.
Olshansky admits it wasn't easy. Students didn't want to talk about their hardest moments. But she started sharing her own story. She showed the class a picture she created of her immigrant relative. The relative looks very sad, and when she asked the class why she was sad, that's when the words began to flow for her students. And that's when Olshansky found the project became more than educational.
As I watched them, you know, there was a certain, I think, therapeutic component to the fact that they were now controlling the situation. They were no longer victims of this, but they actually got to create it, make it just the way they remember it. And then at the end, once they had recorded it, they got to close that book, that chapter in their life, literally, and choose to put it on the shelf, choose to take it off and look at it if they wanted or not. So the whole process became very therapeutic.
In 2010, Dennis Harrington, principal of Moheramit Elementary School in Madbury, visited Webster.
I was emotionally overwhelmed by what the children wrote. The story that impressed me the most was a little guy from Russia who was placed in a home in Russia and abandoned by his parents. And within a month, some Americans came over to adopt him.
They looked at me and my sister. They didn't like us. They don't take us. Then for 4 years, I wait.
And I wait 4 years. And then an another American family came and adopted me. And then he told the rest of his story, how he adjusted to living in the United States. And you see him on tape, and he's healthy, smiling, productive. And what hit me was strictly emotional and very hopeful.
Harrington had an idea to bring this project to Moheramit. The school is far different than Webster. There's hardly any foreign-born students, but Harrington still saw a learning moment. So along with Olshansky, a new crop of Webster students came down to Moheramet to work on writing their own stories together. It was at that point that many of the students at Moheramet began to learn that they too were sons and granddaughters and great-grandsons of immigrants themselves, and that these stories in many ways paralleled their new refugee friends. Beth Olshansky recalls one story after students were placed at tables by their ethnicity.
So in essence, she had created ethnic neighborhoods in her classroom. So all the Russian kids sat together, all the German, all the English. And as they were working, cutting and pasting their stories, they were chatting with each other about why did their great-grandfather or their great-great come. And they began discovering, gee, your ancestors came for the same reason that mine did. And then there began to be crosstalk among tables, so one ethnic neighborhood to another. And then when they got to meet the ELL students from Manchester, they learned, gee, not only were a lot of people having those same kind of problems way back when, but today those problems are still going on, and children today face many of those same challenges.
The books were presented last year to students from both schools, but the project continues. At Moheramet, teachers now read these stories in class, and it raises new discussions, not only about the issue of immigration, but their own personal immigration stories.
So you know what you're doing, all of you are doing, by thinking about Miriam and her story? You're showing empathy. Can you say that word?
Empathy.
Empathy.
For Word of Mouth, I'm Keith Shields.
You are imagining, what would it be like if I had to leave my country, leave part of my family behind, and come to a strange country and a strange school and hospital? What would that be like for me? So you're showing empathy. You're showing compassion. Iris.
You would be, like, nervous and scared because you'd have to leave, like, half of your family to be healthy.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Holly.
She probably...